Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about two consulting crooks we met last night at dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Jill, I wonder if you and I differ on this topic a little bit, but we're going to find out. Let's chat about it in a second here. Before we do, let's take a question from a caller, please.
Cool. All right. Frank from New Jersey called in and asked, why should I believe you guys? Why give up the secrets of real estate? Oh, that's a good question.
What's he getting at?
I like that.
You guys are so successful. Why don't you
this can't be real.
Yeah, it's a
Nobody
same old
does
story.
This. No one can buy it that cheap and sell
this.
It for three times as much.
You answer it this time.
Come on, do it with me.
Hey, Frank from New Jersey. Go to successplant.com, which is our open forum. I created it myself. It's to find out if it's real. Yeah. It's packed with people answering each other's questions and just talking about the deals that they're doing and implementing our whole program. So, you know, to answer why are we doing this, Jill?
Because we're done financially and we like this.
I love having this talk show. That's one of the reasons. And here's
fun.
A secret. Land Academy, we're not giving it away.
No.
You know, this turns out to be a nice little profit center for us. So,
that's true.
And the truth is this. We do more real estate deals because of Land Academy than without it.
Mm-hmm.
But actually by leaps and bounds.
And
everybody wins here.
I personally get more of a kick now out of teaching someone to do a deal than doing it myself. You know what I mean? When I've successfully, you know, coached and we've taught someone how to do it and they're coming back like, oh my gosh, it works. I just bought it for $500 and I sold it for $2,000, you know, and they're jumping up and down. I'm like, see, that makes my heart feel good. So I live for that stuff.
Some of our most skeptical students right in the beginning, the ones who have the toughest time digesting this end up being the most successful.
I agree.
I think it's, you know, yeah, you should ask yourself these questions. Why? What's the catch? You should ask yourself that question on anything.
It's true.
You know, who the heck are these guys? That kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm glad you're asking that question, and I hope we answered it.
Mm-hmm. You know what's the nice thing is, unlike other businesses, what other business can you think of that you could go and see their track record before you know, whatever?
Right.
It's kind of funny. We are unique that way, that you can.
Almost 16,000 deals, and it wasn't on accident.
That's true.
He's from New Jersey. I can speak real straight.
I love it. All right, let's get to the show because this is really funny.
So Jill and I went out to dinner last night and to a really nice restaurant on Scottsdale Road in Old Town here in Arizona, Scottsdale, Arizona. And we met two people who were not from here. I don't remember where they're from. Let's just say Pennsylvania because I think that's actually where they were from, two guys.
Yeah, I don't remember where they were from. I want to say Colorado, but I don't know.
So we got to talking to them because we were in like the community table area
mm-hmm.
with these guys and
having drinks.
Yeah, having
laughing.
Fun.
Laughing. It wasn't our first drink. Yeah, we're all laughing.
Wasn't theirs.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't our last that night. And, you know, we all got to talking about what we do for a living. And in the end, what these guys do, and here's my big question to you, Jill.
This is funny.
These guys are IT consultants.
Because I didn't get this until the very end you told me that they're crooks. I'm like, what?
Well, maybe they're not. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
They're IT consultants, but they're extremely seasoned at what they do. And they were very open about the fact that what they do is extremely easy for them. And they can basically, as a consultant, knock out a project in a couple of days, but they stretch it out. They stretch it out for months sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's my question. Are they crooks? Should they be rewarded because they're so good at it? Where's the line? You know, because we give advice about stuff like this and we, you know, I don't think we take advantage of anyone. Mm-mm. Not in Land Academy, no. Landstair, the whole thing.
You know what's funny? If anything, we err on the opposite. We give it away. Yeah. And they're like, should I give you, you know, they're like, what do you mean? Why are you telling me all this? I'm like, oh, you asked. So we don't hold it back. That's the difference. You know, and I'm a fan of getting paid appropriately for what you bring to the table. Don't be sneaky about it. Like, I would rather them even tell me, look, I can do this in a week. You know, if there's, maybe there's a way you could be honest about this. Like, you're paying for my expertise. I'm the number one person who knows how to do this, but here's what I charge. And here's why. You can pay me $2,000, just say whatever this is. Yeah. And I can have it to you in a week. Or you can hire that guy. It's going to take him a month and it's going to cost the same money. And do you really want to do that?
That's right.
So I'd be saying, no, I want it now. I get it that you're worth it and you can do it that fast. I'm happy to pay for it.
Right.
So that's my only thing. And it sounds like I didn't get it until you shared it with me later. It sounds like they don't even have that in their head. That's not the way they do things.
Yeah. I think there's different parts of the country and different ways and attitudes about how to get things done and whether or not you're providing a good service or not. And I've met a lot of people in business. And that's one of the nice things about Land Academy too. I meet new people every day who are trying to make, you know, a good share of money and do it. The vast majority do it properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think there's a better way to do it. I think the underlying tone that I got from both of these guys is that, oh yeah, we're kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
We're,
it was cocky. Know,
we got this scam. They never said scam, but we've got this system going where we've got it all figured out. And we provide these IT consulting products, and we know going in every answer to everything, and we stretch it out as far as we can.
So with an attitude, like, yeah. They were kind of cocky about it, and I do not like that.
I know, neither do I. And I really think we could charge 2 to 3 times what we charge.
I know.
I've had people say that.
I have had that, too.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
I know.
Here's another example. This show does very well, mm-hmm. okay? And we have plans to monetize it.
Mm-hmm.
We have plans at some point, not in the near future at all, to retain advertisers that are pertinent to what we do. At maybe data companies, maybe printing companies, maybe, you know, companies that that are pertinent to our listening audience. Not mm-hmm. this. We're not going to sell Pepsi or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there, you know, there's a huge reward for that financially. Huge one from big companies. So, you know, is that unethical? That's the most. And so now we're giving away a bunch of free stuff to people, to our members and our listeners, and we're getting paid by advertisers to do it. Now that is a great setup. Mm-hmm. There's zero. It's not. That's the most ethical mm-mm. thing I've ever heard.
No, it's transparent. It's upfront.
Right.
That's the thing that gets to me. If you're transparent and upfront about it, mm-hmm. I'm cool. If you're trying to be sneaky and pull one over, that does not sit with me at all. So that's so funny. No, and it's funny, these two guys, they were here for a golf trip, weren't they too? I think they were taking some time off. I don't think they were here for work. I think it was just a golf guys trip. But thinking back.
Women can smell this stuff a mile away.
Yeah, but no, not after you've had a couple drinks.
Really? That's good to know, Jill.
Yeah. So.
If you're going to be dishonest with Jill, make sure she's drinking.
Thanks a lot. Jill, have another glass of wine and then we're going to talk about this. No. That is why I turn my phone off and do things when we're out like that.
I know, me too.
We've been out and Steven will say, hey, why don't you reply to that guy right now? I'm like, I am not going to reply to that guy right now because I've been drinking and I don't know what I'm going to say. So no, we're not doing that. It's Friday night. Not happening. So that's so funny. But yeah. What else? So
Go ahead. Oh. Have you ever worked for somebody who you're just like, this guy's a crook? I have.
You know, no, because I have done my homework, but we're on the same page. I've never worked anywhere, because I could never work anywhere, that I didn't 100% believe in them and the product and what we were doing and all of that. And I had one job once when I was a kid that was awful. It was like cold calling and out of a phone book, my gosh, selling things to doctors. I didn't last a week.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And it's not like it was unethical or anything. It was just dumb and I couldn't do it.
A lot of people think that's what sales is, and it's not.
It's not.
That's like call center.
It's painful.
Ugh, yeah.
Yeah, it was funny. I didn't know it last there. But no, you know, even all my years at American Airlines, I mean, I went to work with them because when I went there, they were the biggest, they were the best, they had the prettiest, shiniest plane, they were the on-time machine, they were very professional and real serious about what they were doing and safety and their people, and that's why I went to work there. You know, I wouldn't go work anywhere shady. I wouldn't work for a shady airline just because. So
we have some competitors, direct competitors, that I think the advice that they're giving, well, I don't think this, people that have used to be part of their organization, who are now part of our organization, tell us what they say. And I can't believe they get away with the stuff that they say and how they teach. So I wouldn't be sleeping real well at night with that.
Well, you know, that's a whole...
I'm not going to name any names.
By the way, that's a whole nother thing that brings me down. Okay, so like these guys we met... That leaves us with a little bit of a bad taste in our mouth from people in that environment. Mm-hmm. And that's not cool. I am sure there are plenty of other IT consulting professionals are genuine, good people. We met these two and now you're like, oh, okay.
I will give you an example. Right.
Thank you.
I will give you a perfect example. It happened to me within 2 weeks. We are, there's other companies, offshoots of Land Academy that Jill and I are starting. And it's at the request of our members that they're not like different types of companies. They're new products that are, people are calling us saying, boy, if you could take the data and do this with it, I'd really be interested. So when enough people say, call us or email us and start requesting things like that, especially members too, they're already with us and they say, hey, this would be easier if I had this.
Right.
Well, one of those things, not to get into too much detail, is website driven. Okay. Mm-hmm. You go in there and you're being put a lot of information in, and so I contacted a person that, that through a lot of research does websites just like this, exactly what I want. In fact, I'm very confident they could put together something for us pretty quickly based on the fact that they have two or three other clients just like us.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, in an incredibly ethnic way, ethnic. What the hell does that mean? Oh my God.
What?
That's worse than saying like swear words.
Oh my gosh.
Not ethnic. Ethical. This guy's not ethical.
Oh my gosh.
This guy's not even ethnic at all. I don't even know what
that is. In an extremely ethanol way.
Ethanol. in an extreme alcohol way.
What the heck? That's great. That's so funny.
In a very ethical way, said, look, man, I know what you're up to. You're trying to get it. This took me 5 years to do this first one and this and this and this. So, you know, I'm going to talk to this guy and I'm going to talk to that guy. But no, you know, you're not going to come in here and spend $2,000 and get a $25,000 website. You know, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would have pissed a lot of people off. But I really, when people are real, guys are real straightforward up front like that, it goes a long way.
That's why I think we have our people we do.
And that's what you just said
earlier.
But, you know, all the guy has to do is be upfront about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like drinking a glass of water for me. It's not for you. Let's meet somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
I am 100% on the same page. Well, like I was saying, that's, I think, again, why we have the community that we have, you know.
Yeah.
Because that's how we roll. I only wish I had more time to deal with everybody one-on-one. That's the only thing I wish I had more time to do.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's why we have Success Plan.
This is true.
You know, I really think now I'm starting to get stories from people who go to Success Plan and they get their free version of Success Plan. They're out there asking questions and then there's certain people answering them. And the original people or customers are coming back to us and saying, hey, if it wasn't for this guy really helped me out in the beginning. I wasn't into this at all.
That's good.
I'm seeing that a lot lately.
That's really good.
We have two or three members who now get a lot of our stuff just for lickety split free. It's, you know, And it's because they're so seasoned and they're so good at this that they, you know, they're helping the newer people.
What?
With us. You don't know this?
Let's talk about that. Anyway. Anyway.
Hey, before I get in trouble, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life.
So that was funny part. Oh my, I can't believe you said that. That was really good. Like, what the heck?
I can't believe it. It took you. You didn't even. You were laughing immediately.
Oh yeah.
Before I could even correct myself.
Oh yeah, it was good. Need to bleep it out.
Maybe this will be one. I'll put it in the trash can of episodes.
No. My desk. No, I like this show because it's important to talk about people in the business world and in world and in life. And what kind of person are you and who do you associate with? And I tell you, if you're upfront and honest, I promise you're going to get there faster because stuff catches up with people and you don't, you know,
right.
You can only walk around for so long lying and telling stories before it catches up with you. And then you're really, then what have you done? You haven't made any, you've just made a mess and you don't want to do that.
On that note.
Those guys make a good story, though.
Man, they were funny. I mean, you could tell they're good salesmen. They're a lot of fun. They're funny.
There's so many really things smart, now, thinking back, too. Like, they kind of divided and conquered, too. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
They split off and talked to us individually. I'm like, what is this about?
I had you in the corner of my eye the whole time.
Thank you. It was really a little weird.
I got your six, man.
I know you do. Thank you.
Let's go buy some property, Jill.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.